Chapter 17. And Abram was 99 years old when Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before my face and be perfect. And I will set my covenant between me and thee, and I will very greatly multiply thee. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, It is I. Behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of a multitude of nations, and thy name shall no more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God to thee and to thy seed after thee. And I give to thee and to thy seed after thee the land of thy sojourning, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be a God to them. And God said to Abraham, And as for thee, thou shalt keep my covenant, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep, between me and you and thy seed after thee, that every male among you be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and that shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. And at 8 days old shall every male in your generations be circumcised among you, he who is born in the house, and he who is bought with money, any stranger who is not of thy seed. He who is born in thy house, and he who is bought with thy money, must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male who hath not been circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that soul shall be cut off from his peoples. He hath broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As to Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and I will give thee a son also of her, and I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall be of her. And Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born to him who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall indeed bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his seed after him. And for Ishmael I have heard thee. Behold, I will bless him, and will make him fruitful, and will very greatly multiply him. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to thee at this appointed time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the people of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin on that same day, as God had said to him. And Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in his house, or bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.